Wake me up, Bubba. Wake me up.
Nikki and DeMello.
Coast FM.
Ah, can you smell that? It's Friday.
Oh, is that what that smell
it's
is?
It's the smell of success. It's the smell of Christmas too. There's a slightly spicy smell in the air as Christmas arrives.
Is there?
Well, isn't that like people talk about the spices of Christmas, like you know, nutmeg and actually I don't know what else there is. Cinnamon, nutmeg. What do you reckon the smell of Christmas
I suppose.
Is? Prawns? The Australian seafood. Smell of Christmas is not the same as that in the Northern Hemisphere.
No, definitely not.
Nationwide, they're talking about some record temperatures
about
to fall. They're saying because
it's moving over east now, isn't
once
it? The heat wave
sort of disappears from us, it'll keep wandering. Because the current highest ever recorded temperature in Australia is 50.7.
50. I can't even imagine what 50 would feel like.
That's
You're in an oven.
Well, at the very, that's Utadatta in South Australia back in 1960. And they reckon with the way things are going, that will probably get knocked over at some point next week.
Yeah, well, wasn't it Adelaide last year that had the second highest temp or something? I reckon they had about a 45 degree day. I remember seeing that.
Well, there's some interesting runs that have happened historically. Yeah. There's a few that kind of hit mid 40s and stay there for a while. I think Adelaide's had like a week of mid 40s before.
Oh, gosh. So, yeah, so if you think we have it bad.
Yeah.
Nikki and DeMello's three things you need to know.
All right, don't forget, if you like to do a little bit of star watching, bit of astronomical stuff, big meteor shower on this weekend, you can enjoy the Geminids at its peak on Saturday night, Sunday morning. So it's around 2:40 WA time.
But you're going to stay up late.
Well, you have a good show, they reckon, for most of sort of Saturday night, Sunday morning. Mm-hmm. But that's the peak. That's when it gets busiest.
Yeah.
Abalone season kicks off tomorrow from 7 till 8 with other fishing sessions planned for January 11, Feb 1 and Feb 15 if the weather holds out. Just make sure you know the rules.
Yeah, and be careful because it's off rocky areas and tides and it's swept away, so be very careful.
And they're generally pretty busy, so just keep an eye out for everyone, I guess.
Yeah.
And obviously there'll be fire bans, I would say, across the weekend. There's certainly fire bans across the area today. And authorities have also closed a few national parks as a result too. So Avon Valley and Serpentine National Parks are off limits. So just check before you go anywhere and obviously be very careful.
Stay
carefully.
Cool.
Stay indoors or go swimming. So an airport in Lithuania has taken the unusual approach when it comes to holiday decorating.
Right.
To assemble a Christmas tree out of some of the items they've confiscated. Now, photos of what they're calling an educational masterpiece, because it's kind of meant to show you don't take these things on board, show a tree made out of hundreds of pairs of scissors, as well as knives, box cutters, there's lighters in there too, and other goods deemed dangerous to allow
the aggressive, dangerous tree I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's not exactly festive by any stretch, but it certainly should tell you,
A star made out of scissors.
Did you see what the star was made of? Imagine if they did that here, though. If border security, that show, right, is anything to go by, I imagine our tree would be made of nail clippers, pork and meth.
Yeah, how would they even form that?
I'm not sure. Which, incidentally, Nail Clippers, Pork and Meth sounds like a great band name.
Does it?
Just saying. You know you like the sound.
No, I don't.
97.3, Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
Once again, the entertainment elf returns. Here's Nikki Parkinson.
The elf, like that. Macklemore has released a Christmas song with Dan Kaplan. This one is called It's Christmas Time.
The collar's puppy, the beard is long, the belly's tubby, but the reindeer are strong and Santa Claus.
It's Christmas Day!
Oh, I wish it was '99 when I was a kid at Christmas time. Couldn't go to bed that night. Santa Claus sliding slow in the driveway under the lit up Christmas tree with my crazy ass family.
Oh, no, it's growing on me. I wasn't convinced of
this. I love that. Macklemore can do no wrong. It's a big year for Christmas songs as well. We've had a lot of artists releasing Christmassy songs this year.
True.
That's another one.
Yeah.
Now, Selena Gomez has revealed the name and release date of her next album. It's going to be called Rare and is due out on January 10. And she's given us a taste of what the album will sound like in this little teaser.
Care, why don't you recognize her? So rare. Watch a girl.
good.
It does.
On the same day, Justin Bieber has also shared a video that just shows the text 2020. Now, we know he finished his album back in October. And, of course, we heard that ridiculous video of him and Hayley trying to, like, tell us, like, that the album, like, was going to be, like, released before, like, 2020. Like.
Possibly. Yeah.
So you can expect that coming out real soon as well. And finishing off with Talking Heads. These guys have joined Instagram overnight with the handle Talking Heads Official. Fans have been sent into a spin, hopeful that the 80s icon will be going back on a reunion tour, as next year is the 40th anniversary of the band's fourth album, Remain in the Light, which of course contains their biggest hit, Once in a Lifetime.
It's a classic stuff. I've seen David Byrne. I haven't seen the band. I don't know that they have been together for a long time.
Well, there you go. That'll be a first in a long time. Exciting stuff.
Nikki and Tamello, back Monday from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.